Thank you very much for coming to our third quarter closing presentation. On this occasion, I would also like to extend my gratitude to your support to our group's companies. Now, I'd like to start right away to present you the details of the third quarter results announced today, January the 26th. My presentation consists of four sections. In the first section, I report on the consolidated results and the overall business situation in the third quarter of the year ending in March 2011. As announced earlier today, revenue increased 6.3% and net income increased 1.7%, while both revenue and net income improved. Ordinary income decreased 61.5%. You might be wondering why such a big decline in the ordinary income. There were two negative impacts: high appreciation of the yen and a continuously stagnant Japanese equity market, on which we security companies rely on. Although both revenue and net income increased, we are not producing earnings at our target level. Having said that, it is certain that we are on the track of recovery. Let us look at some specific numbers. Revenue went up 6.3% to 96,561 million yen. Operating income rose 13.1% to 4,719 million yen. Ordinary income went down 61.5% to 867 million. Net income rose 1.7% to 1,510 million. As I mentioned, there were two negative impacts. With respect to FX impact, please look at this table. As of the end of December 2009, the exchange rate was 92.07 yen per $1. But the dollar went down to 81.44 yen as of the end of December 2010. This means that the yen was appreciated by 12.5% year-on-year basis. The yen was appreciated against the Korean won as well by 13.3%. Such FX impacts are reflected in our non-operating income, which, according to our analysis, worsened by about 1,928 million yen. This decline came mainly from the increased FX losses incurred by SBI Korea Holdings, with 926 million yen loss increase, by SBI Hawaii Property, and by SBI Ven Holdings, our Singaporean operation. The FX losses amounted to 1,234 million yen. MTN business also pushed down non-operating income. I believe that MTN was a good fundraising scheme, but the size increase of MTN by 30 billion yen from 80 billion in the previous third quarter to 110 billion in this third quarter pushed up its interest payment by 651 million yen. These factors drove down non-operating income by 1,928 million yen, which in its turn pushed down the ordinary income. The other negative impact came from continuous stagnation of the equity market. The impact was especially noticeable in this third quarter. Still, all of our business segments operate in the black and continue to do better, except brokerage and investment banking segment with its negative results. Asset management segment's results improved by 56.2%, financial services 187.9%, and housing and real estate by 520.8%. So these businesses are doing just fine. Brokerage and investment banking segment, which includes SBI Securities, has been exposed to unavoidable impact from the current market condition. But let us look at the EBITDA, namely the sum of operating income, depreciation cost, and goodwill amortization. I regard EBITDA, which shows actual cash flow of business, the most important business indicator. Our cumulative EBITDA in the third quarter increased by 7.8% to 14,340 million yen year-on-year basis. By the way, our accounting people are preparing for the voluntary introduction of IFRS for the year ending March 2013. And once the new accounting standards are introduced, goodwill amortization, which stands at 5,823 million, is to be booked as earnings on the income statement. The other side of the coin is, of course, a decrease in net asset on the balance sheet by about 100 billion yen. This 100 billion yen of goodwill was incurred with the transformation to a wholly owned subsidiary of the present SBI Securities. When the current 20-year amortization schedule is removed with the introduction of IFRS, our flow results shown on the income statement will greatly improve. Now, let us look at each of the major business lines and how they are doing. Asset management business is doing fine. The number of IPOs in the domestic market in the third quarter, however, remained as low as that in the previous third quarter. As of January 26th, there have already been 15 exits, among which 14 are overseas and only one in Japan. We will continue to see more IPOs overseas. In the third quarter, New Horizon Fund 1 booked cumulative contribution of 1,950 million yen to operating income. The overseas funds in New Horizon Capital Fund 2 look promising for future earnings contribution with their progress in incubation process. As this graph shows, there were only 16 domestic IPOs in the third quarter, 19 in 2009 and 34 in 2008. It seems that the Japanese IPO market has dried up. On the other hand, overseas markets improved from 816 IPOs in 2009 to 908 in the third quarter 2010. If the number of IPOs goes back to the level of 2007, it would be a huge booster for our business. All in all, overseas IPO market is showing a steady recovery while the Japanese market is still stagnant. Reflecting such current trend, we estimate 17 overseas IPOs and one Japanese one, totaling 18 exits for the year ending in March 2011. Here is the list of the portfolio companies which we exited or will exit from. As you can see, exits are happening not only in China, but in a variety of countries such as Korea, Hungary, Taiwan, Vietnam, and so on. We will continue to see exits in various parts of the world. This slide shows comparison between SBI's asset management business with JAFCO. In the third quarter, SBI asset management business booked revenue of 15 billion against 10.8 billion of JAFCO and 4.7 billion of operating income, while 2 billion for JAFCO. The two companies have strikingly different earnings levels. Investment drawdown amount and the number of portfolio companies are important to estimate future earnings, and here again, our figures are by far better than JAFCO's. SBI Asset Management invested 49,731 million yen in 148 companies, while JAFCO invested 22,233 million in 98 companies. We have become the best and biggest private equity player in Japan, both in name and in practice. And it is not only Japan, but also in Korea, where we acquired KTIC, one of the biggest private equity firms in the country. We have become number one private equity company. We expect to manage Korean government asset through KTIC, and the discussion is making progress to that end. This slide shows the status of New Horizon Fund, which was established with Temasek, a government-related fund with 50-50 sharing. The initial investment of $100 million has now increased 4.6-fold approximately. In the third quarter 2010, this fund contributed 1.95 billion yen to operating income. New Horizon Capital Fund 2 has limited partnership structure, and we hold 10% of this fund, which has reached the exit phase. For 2011, we expect to see one IPO, two M&As, and one trade sale. For 2012, we estimate six IPOs. This fund is another source of future IPOs. One of the IPO'd companies' multiple is more than 160, which gives a huge positive impact on our earnings. Next is securities-related business. While retail stock brokerage trading value in the current low-key market decreased as much as 26.7% year-on-year basis, SBI Securities managed to control decline in its brokerage fee revenue to 24.4%. Please look at this graph. It shows the historical trend of retail stock brokerage trading value. The level of the value started to dive from April 2010 and hit the bottom in August. That is 46.7% decline. But since then, it has recovered by 79% through January. And as of January 14th, it stands at 664.5 billion yen and is expected to end at a much higher point by the end of the month. It is just a matter of time to go back up to the level in April, namely 696.9 billion yen level. I expect that the value could reach the 700 billion yen mark that would make earnings figures very different. Here is the summary of SBI Securities results. Operating income, 32,146 million yen, or down 8.6% year-on-year basis. Operating income, 6,778 million, or down 32.6%. Ordinary income, 6,763 million, or down 32.8%. Quarterly net income, 5,702 million, or down 4.3%. So, these are the cumulative results of the first three quarters of the year on the consolidated basis. But please note that there are some one-off events which gave impact on the operating income and push it down to 6,778 million, down 32.6% from the previous year. For example, we booked additional 196 million or about 200 million yen as point-related campaign expense. Actually, we did not need to do this. We could have reckoned 40% of the expense, but after having some consideration, we booked 100% of the expense. Migration to the new system is another factor. You need to change your systems after 10 years of usage. If not, we would not be able to do the maintenance. That is the mantra of systems vendors. We need to do something about this bad practice, which exists only in Japan. This practice exists to make systems vendors make profit, especially foreign vendors such as Oracle. In any case, we had to post a one-time cost of 510 million yen for the replacement of the systems. We also booked 245 million yen as non-operating expense for the investment loss incurred by the funds in which we had invested, as our focus was to increasing the IPO deals with the role of lead manager. Without those one-off elements, the decline in OP income could have been limited to 23 to 25% level. If our figures make our business look bad, that is only because of those one-off factors. Having said that, compared to other major online securities firms, we are still in a dominant position both in terms of revenue and income. We also overwhelm our competitors in terms of customer bases, which gives us a strong platform for our revenue and income. As of the end of December 2010, we added 160,205 new accounts, which increased the total number of accounts to 2,161,865, which stands out in the space. This is the comparison by the size of customer assets. As the previous slide, the left bar represents customer assets as of December end 2009 and the right one as of December end 2010. In the parentheses, it's shown annual change in the amount. SBI Securities increased its customer assets by 289.9 billion yen as of the end of December 2010 to 4 trillion yen. Other online securities firms might be doing their best, as they claim, through consideration, effort, and so on, but they reach at 2 trillion at best. As competitors, they do not pose any problems on us. In terms of retail stock brokerage trading value, SBI's share is 35.5% for the first three quarters of 2010. As to retail margin trading brokerage trading, SBI's share for the same period is 39.3%. These numbers show clearly that SBI has a dominant position in the market. Special attention should be paid to the fact that others category has lost its shares, as these two pie charts show. While five major online firms did not lose their shares, conventional securities firms and other online companies' share went down greatly. In margin trading, for example, their share went down from 21.6% to 19.1% year-on-year basis. Conventional securities firms' loss in market share was particularly noticeable. Daiwa Securities, for instance, charges no fees for retail margin trading, and the number of their accounts seems to be increasing, but that doesn't make any difference. Nomura Securities created Nomura Joy Invest and tried to penetrate into our business area. And what did they achieve? Nothing. I think that it's still fresh in your memory that they could not do anything and lost the battle. Frankly speaking, even those large securities firms are not our competitor anymore. Being equipped with systems is not good enough to be a winner in the online business when you are already using many salespeople and are burdened with heavy real estate cost. Such an entrant cannot expect any good results in the industry where you are constantly exposed to cannibalization. This graph compares the number of margin trading accounts of different online securities firms. In the parenthesis, it's shown the proportion of those accounts among all the accounts. The number of margin trading accounts of Matsui Securities, which has been focused on margin trading, accounts for 14.5% of all their accounts. Even Rakuten has 12.1%, which is higher than SBI's 10.4%. I would like to raise a figure to 13 to 14% level. For that purpose, we have been taking some initiatives. For instance, we lowered the minimum margin requirements ratio from 30% to 20% on January the 24th. This change is applied to only to the existing accounts. The minimum margin ratio for new accounts remains unchanged at 33%. On January the 14th, we launched a support campaign for new margin trading customers. This campaign will continue until April 28th. If you open a new margin trading account during the campaign period, you can have all of the margin trading fees back for the transactions during the period. This is a countermeasure to what Daiwa and others have been doing. The existing margin trading customers are excluded from this campaign. With these two initiatives, we aim at maximizing the number of new customers as well as at motivating the existing customers and keeping them loyal to us. Another focus area is investment trust, which is growing very steadily. Some people in the press seem to think that it is difficult to do investment trust business online. Well, they are wrong. investment trust is becoming a huge source of income. As you can see on this graph, in the third quarter, investment trust-related earnings have grown 30.4% year-on-year basis to 2,511 million yen. Fixed income is also an important area for us to diversify our income source. In particular, we are focusing our efforts on foreign bonds, trading Brazilian real, South African rand, and so on. The sales has been increasing significantly year-to-date. As a result, fixed income-related income more than doubled in the third quarter year-on-year basis. In August, a new leverage cap was introduced and the FX margin trading business was forced to shrink industry-wide. We grasped this situation as an opportunity to widen our customer base. Immediately after the introduction of the new leverage cap, we narrowed the spreads for currency pairs composed of 13 currencies. We also launched cashback campaign since it met a very favorable reception in the market. We have extended its period. On top of that, on November 29th last year, we started to offer low leverage 100%, 300%, 500% courses. The objectives of these measures are to improve marketability of our offers, as well as to acquire more new customers and liquidity. Here is the result. Thanks to those measures, we could make a quick recovery after a big decline in FX business due to the new leverage cap. In November, we achieved a record high FX trading value, and in December, we achieved a tremendous trading amount of 5,924.4 billion yen. Other net companies' results are beyond comparison. At the center of this picture stands SBI Liquidity Market, which is the primary player in the OTC market. Its earnings is growing steadily, and compared to other companies, its negative impact coming from the regulation is better controlled. Let us now compare SBI Liquidity Market with Click 365 in terms of increase or decrease from the trading amount in July 2010. In August, Click 365's trading value went down 12.4%, while SBI Liquidity Market down 11.7%. In November, Click 365 showed an increase of 23.5%, while SBI Liquidity Market recorded a much faster pace recovery with 43.4%. As you can see in the bottom chart, other OTC trading firms are far from making improvements. We must take their customers. It is a world where the stronger prey on the weaker. We have been taking initiatives so that impacts from the market fluctuations will be well contained. We had made our business less dependent on stock brokerage fees, reducing it to 36% level in our operating income composition, thus increasing the proportion of other income sources. We will focus more on wholesale business to further diversify our income sources. Next is financial services business. Its year-to-date revenue increased 23% in the third quarter and operating income increased 188%. Its OP income amount is still small, partly because of negative impact coming from some business operating with loss. Among the three IPO'd subsidiaries, Morningstar and SBI Veritrans have registered a double-digit earnings growth, while Gomez Consulting's earnings is still weak. As we already announced today, Gomez will merge with Morningstar. It requires an approval from Gomez Consulting's shareholders' meeting, and we will seek that approval. We are committed to grow this business by cutting expenses through the consolidation with Morningstar. SBI Sumishin Net Bank is showing a very strong performance. As of the end of December, the number of accounts stood at 954,603. As of January 25th, it went up to 982,866, nearing 1 million mark. Its deposit balance amounted to 11,481.3 billion yen at the end of December and increased to 1,505.7 billion yen as of January 25th. Just over 3 years' time, SBI Sumishin Net Bank has grown to the size of a medium-sized regional bank. It takes 100 years or so for any regional bank to come to this level. So it is really a remarkable achievement. These graphs show how fast we are growing compared to Sony Bank. Sony Bank started its operation 6.5 years before we did. But the number of accounts of SBI Sumishin Net Bank exceeded that of Sony Bank as of the end of June 2010. And the gap continues to widen since then. In the graph of deposit balance, we show the figure of Sony Bank as of September end and that of SBI Sumishin Net as of December end, as well as the latest figure on January the 25th. The difference has come to an ignorable level, and it is now just a matter of time for us to outpace them. As I will touch upon later, we have strong initiatives to make that happen before the end of March. We are confident that we can make it. The outstanding mortgage loan amount of SBI Sumishin Net Bank reached 600 billion yen in a short period of time, and on January 19th, it exceeded 650 billion yen. Here again, it is just a matter of time for us to outstrip Sony Bank.
How efficiently can we manage expanding deposits? This is the key task of all the banks. If badly managed, losses will be incurred. To avoid that, we must learn to take favorable spread through creative vehicles. Auto loan is one of such successful means of investment. Auto loan contracts grew 11 times over the last year. SBI Credit is the main contributor with a share of 44.8% of our auto loan business. G1 Credit was the name when we bought it from Gulliver on October the 1st. Next comes SBI Auto Support, which is a joint venture with an internet sales company of the used cars. Our auto loan businesses are doing well. Card loan is another business we emphasize as the powerful driver. We slashed the minimum interest rate from 5.5 to 3.5% per annum. On top of that, we launched a new credit card loan product with lending limit between 5 and 7 million yen and unsecured. Fuji Sankei Business Eye newspaper described this extreme reduction as a go-for-broke decision. I liked it, so I put it in the slide. A very bold step indeed. It is the lowest rate ever offered in the market. Against the backdrop I have explained, our profitability has grown favorably as planned. Our net income achieved the top position at the end of the first half among the peer internet banks. Ordinary income steadily grew, and the third quarter results are estimated to be better than the previous quarter or July-September period. We plan to report finalized results on the 31st of January. Now, SBI Insurance. Insurance contract outstanding exceeded 240,000 as at the end of December. This is truly remarkable and unrivaled accomplishment to be completed in just 3 years since its inception. The number of contract reached 248,000. Our target is between 300 and 330,000 by the end of March. We are rolling out a sales campaign to meet the target. Compound annual growth rate recorded between December 2008 and December 2010 was 215.2%. Insurance premium income of the company is on the smooth upward trend. the third quarter cumulative amount was up 123.1% year-on-year at 6.9 billion yen. The latest number as of the 25th of January was 7.513 billion yen. Our target for the fiscal year ending March 2011 is between 11 and 13 billion yen. The goal, therefore, has come in our sight. In order to make a turnaround, we need approximately 22 billion yen next year, ending March 2012. We will have to write off all losses carried forward under the Article 113 of the business law before claiming the company as profitable, like SBI Sumishin Net Bank. At any rate, such fantastic progress made in just 3 years deserves praise. There is little to worry about our housing and real estate business. Operating revenues grew 56% and operating income 521% at 2.5 billion yen. SBI Life Living, a public company, recorded operating income of about 400 million yen, driven by internet media business. Our full-year forecast is 500 million yen, or an increase of 195.2% year-on-year. Full-year net income is projected to jump 834.1% year-on-year to 260 million yen. The company has managed to come out of the bottom. SBI Mortgage achieved amazing performance with 58% increase in operating revenues, 115.5% in ordinary profit, and 232.5% in net income. All the numbers well exceeded full-year results of the fiscal year ended March 2010. Housing loan outstanding as at December 2010 was 841.8 billion yen. Combined with the housing loan balance of SBI Sumishin Net Bank amounting to 650 billion yen, the sum is 1.5 trillion yen. This large asset size is our strength in this industry. Increase of new loans at the end of the third quarter, just ended, was 250.9 billion yen, or up 77.6% year-on-year. Flat 35 is the 35-year flat-rate housing loan developed by the Japan Housing Finance Agency. SBI Mortgage has 14.18% share of this product, number one among all 339 companies selling this product. Next topic is Brilliant Cut initiative we promote to implement group-wide reorganization to enhance synergies and improve profitability. We announced this initiative in July last year, together with the first quarter results. Our intention is to polish and make the SBI Group a diamond ore today into a brilliant diamond, which symbolizes our firm commitment to sustainable improvement of earnings per share. Having established sufficient size and scale of business portfolio as a kind of conglomerate, we are now shifting our focus more on profitability as a group. Just like a diamond with 58 facets, we carefully selected 58 main businesses, including and centering on SBI Holdings. The goal is to make every one of them profitable and sustainable. This makes us a brilliant cut diamond. The slide shows major 50 entities excluding SBI Holdings and seven overseas local subsidiaries and representative offices. 29 companies and divisions recorded operating profit totaling 6 billion yen at the end of the first quarter. At the end of the quarter just ended, 31 companies and divisions together had operating profit of 6.3 billion yen, which was up 0.3 billion yen from the end of September. On the other hand, 13 companies and divisions closed the first half with operating loss totaling 1.7 billion yen. At the end of the third quarter, there were 11 unprofitable companies, but the aggregate loss amount remained the same at 1.7 billion yen. Newly established or acquired companies require a little more time to grow, but we expect that many of them will meet their goal. At the end of the first half, there were 29 profitable companies and offices with operating profit of 6 billion yen. Of those, 15 companies made positive contribution of 1 billion yen, while 13 companies lowered their profit by 1 billion yen. The largest reduction was attributable to SBI Securities for the reasons I earlier stated. Other than that, the amount of reduction was fairly small. Three entities achieved turnaround, recording operating profit of 400 million yen at the end of the third quarter. As the result, for the quarter just ended, there were 31 companies in the black of 6.3 billion yen. 13 is the number of the loss-making entities as at the end of the second quarter of the fiscal year ending March 2011. Amount of loss totaled 1.7 billion yen. Six companies succeeded in lowering the size of loss by 20 million, but four, such as SBI Card and SBI Ala Promo, increased it by 90 million yen. One company, Gomez Consulting, turned into a loss-making company during the three-month period of the third quarter, in spite of profit recorded until the end of the second quarter. Cumulative April-December number was positive. Nevertheless, due to operating loss of the one quarter, the third quarter, they were classified as unprofitable. The group's basic policy is to make every newly established company profitable within 3 years from its birth. If it cannot achieve the goal, in principle, it will either be liquidated or sold. This is a clear message we speak outside and inside. We expect all the employees will do their very best. Otherwise, they will have to change jobs. Most people will be transferred to some other group companies, but some may have to leave. This is the matter of responsibility and accountability. I will refer to the prospect of some newly established or acquired companies. One company is expected to become profitable at the end of March 2011. It is the joint venture with the China Securities Journal. Fortunately, an advertisement company with approximately 200 million operating profit will participate from the very beginning, which enables profitable start of this new company. SBI Credit, known for its contribution to our auto loan business, is expected to achieve positive profit in the fiscal year ending March 2012. Because of the company's conservative financial stance resulting from changes of the accounting standard adopted after acquisition, they will record loss in this fiscal year, but we forecast to see operating profit of 300 million yen next fiscal year. Our challenge is how to implement our Brilliant Cut initiative. We are trying to identify every possible measure to succeed. One decision made was investment in the joint venture with LGCNS of Korea. LGCNS is a global and comprehensive system development company of the LG Group, with operation in 8 countries and 9,000 employees. Their track record is well recognized by the financial community, including brokerage firms and banks. SBI Holdings has 49% and LGCNS 51% ownership in the new joint venture called SBI LG Systems Company Limited, to be established in February 2011. Purpose is to make substantial cost reduction of annual system-related cost amounting to 15 billion yen. SBI Securities spends about 60% of that. We are confident we can slash it by 25 to 40% in 2 to 3 years. At the same time, our system development as well as service launch will be expedited. Furthermore, we will be able to offer a stable system to our overseas operations, which we intend to expand aggressively. Today, we cannot compete against our competitors overseas with existing system compatibility, for example, owned by the Nomura Research Institute. The new joint venture will give us a competitive tool. We made a careful preliminary research before selecting LG CNS as our partner. India's Mahindra Satyam was a close runner-up. At the summer Davos meeting held last year, I met the founder of the group myself to discuss the business opportunities. After this careful process, we judged LG CNS as the best partner with high potential of rich benefits for us. Mahindra's values remain important, and we want to maintain good relationship with them. Therefore, I wrote a letter to the founder myself this morning, telling himself about the decision made and suggesting some future opportunities, including purchase of their products at our overseas companies and or at the new joint venture, so they could become our vendor, if possible. The second decision we made was to make Gomez Consulting a 100% owned subsidiary. Currently, Morningstar Japan has 67.8% holdings, and the company is listed in the JASDAQ of the Osaka Securities Exchange. We plan to delist the company so that the two companies will be able to integrate their operations and to reinforce marketing and sales capabilities. Listing-related costs and expenses of 15 million yen per year will be saved as a result. A good precedence is integration or consolidation of the former Kabushiki Shimbun with Morningstar and resulting large cost reduction. Since integration in April 2008, Kabushiki Shimbun successfully has cut their SG&A cost from 535 million yen to 275 million yen in the April-September period of 2010. Integrated operation only has such an advantage. Their operating profit also improved substantially over the same period. Based on this experience, we decided to apply the same method to Gomez Consulting. We will not stop there because we are determined to repeat the same approach to make effective group reorganization to cut indirect costs and to increase profit. Measure number two is optimal usage of the existing financial ecosystem to maximize group synergy. This is the familiar snapshot of our Pentagon management concept. As the name shows, there are five core businesses: SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, SBI Insurance, and Settlement Services centered on SBI Veritrans, and soon joined by SBI Remit. Life insurance portion here is blank because we have sold it to AXA. But the missing piece will be filled before too long. We already placed an order with LG CNS to start developing necessary systems once our fifth core life insurance business gets started. We chose LG CNS because of their overwhelming price competitiveness, so preparation has started. Now, we cannot ignore the common infrastructure we have steadily built up over time to support these key operations: SBI Money Plaza, which I will explain later, Money Look, SBI Net Systems, and SBI LG Systems. Going forward, the Pentagon concept will be aggressively expanded overseas with solid support of systems and will gain power and influence worldwide. This is our future vision, based on Pentagon concept, and it applies to the financial service businesses. Another core business is, of course, investment. It will be developed, but through a different route. Nevertheless, the two will be closely linked and coordinated in order to achieve success. Let me talk about expected synergistic impact through linkage of our core businesses. The first example is the linkage between SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI Securities. First and foremost, this is the killer solution to make SBI Sumishin Net Bank number one net bank by the end of March, with the largest deposit amount. December end MRF balance of SBI Securities was 358.9 billion yen. SBI Securities will stop new purchase of MRF by the end of June, and all the existing balance will be transferred to the SBI hybrid deposit account at the bank. The bank will thus be able to increase its deposit value immediately and improve its profitability drastically thanks to low cost and favorable spread. This will make investors happy too, due to the lower rate of hybrid deposit. This strategy definitely brings about a win-win situation for all the parties, securities, bank, and investors. When this happens, we can very successfully differentiate ourselves from our competitors. Next development is quieter but steady one. It is the flow of our customers from securities to bank and vice versa. Recent statistics on account opening indicate that about 50% of the people who visit SBI Securities website open bank account at the same time, while 20% of the people who access the SBI Sumishin Net Bank's website open both accounts simultaneously. This is the trend going forward. The number of bank accounts will continue to increase, exceeding that at securities firm. In the future, our big bank customer base will become, at the same time, SBI Securities customers with easy access to the security products and services. The synergies also exist among SBI Insurance and other group companies, such as SBI Securities and SBI Sumishin Net Bank. The share of insurance contracts through agency sites is given here. Group total is 42%, with SBI Securities 15% and SBI Sumishin Net Bank 20%. These numbers are the best proof that the visible synergies are created among group companies and core businesses. This is the synergy between SBI Insurance and InsWeb of SBI Holdings, share of new contracts via websites for comparisons and estimates accounts for 82.8% during the July-December period. Graph on the right describes breakdown, indicating InsWeb share of 53%. Because of our earlier efforts and work to launch and grow such site, our insurance business could enjoy speedy growth. I believe this is the key advantage of what we call financial ecosystem. What about the synergy through linkage among our core and support businesses? I kept talking about the need to make the fiscal year 2011 the first year of PTS era over a year now. SBI Japan Next PTS is showing impressive growth. Why? The biggest reason was the entry of Chi-X. This triggered continuous inflow of the participants. Five firms got connected in the fiscal 2010, including Instinet, BNP Paribas, Deutsche Securities, Citigroup Securities, and Societe Generale. Additional five brokerage firms are set to have started system development for connection. They are JP Morgan Securities, Daiwa Capital Markets, Mizuho, Barclays Capital, and one more. These firms compare PTS and the Tokyo Stock Exchange to determine better market for their transactions. The December end market share of Japan Next PTS was 64.8% and Nomura Chi-X 30.5%. Compared with the Tokyo Stock Exchange, PTS share drops to 1.3%, still very small, but it was up 0.7% year on year, which is something we can be proud of. The share in comparison to JASDAQ is 70.4%. Domestic PTS has, as at the end of December, has grown to be almost the same size market as JASDAQ. Growth still continues in January. There is no doubt that PTS will overtake JASDAQ sooner or later. What is more innovative is the plan to introduce the best execution system called Smart Order Routing System at SBI Securities by the end of June this year. In order to meet the timeline of this unconditional commitment through top-down approach, I am working frantically as representative director of both Japan Next PTS and SBI Securities. President Izuchi supports me also as representative directors of both companies wearing two hats. Success of this strategy is extremely important to us. Investors compare PTS and the stock exchange in order to identify the best quotation when he places an order. With SOR, or smart order routing, in place, customer's order is automatically routed to the market with the optimal quotation. This is a very exciting and innovative change. Once it gets started, investors will be attracted not by lower commissions or fees, but by the new transaction mechanism, which allows them much higher values. PTS will have differentiating capability. SBI Japan Next PTS is owned by us 47.5% and by Goldman Sachs USA 37.5%. We have already agreed to further expand this business. I will continue to convince the politicians to approve such change. In the U.S., order handling rules in 1996 was adopted by the SEC and became effective in January 1997. Market makers must be compliant with these rules, including limit order display rule and quote rule. In 2005, the SEC introduced another new rule called Regulation NMS, effective as of April 2006. This new trade-through rule stipulates that a customer's order be routed to the destination with the best price at the moment the order is entered. These rules are now firmly embedded in the systems in the U.S. and Europe will follow suit. Unless Japan accepts these changes, it will be left behind by the world. Japanese financial systems will remain underdeveloped. Many Japanese industries are struggling in a global competition threatened by the countries such as China. Individual financial assets are the main and only resources that we can be proud of. We then have to find out ways to leverage and increase their values. We need to make Japan an attractive business destination for as many foreign financial institutions as possible. It is time to take actions to free ourselves from the underdeveloped status quo. This is a very serious and important issue for us all. Politicians should be responsible to lead such change process. We have a success case of introducing change into forex margin trading. OTC market could not enjoy the same tax benefit as the stock exchange regarding forex margin trading. Upset by this unfair environment, I lobbied many Diet members persistently to allow us equal footing. I don't know if my effort worked or not, but the law was finally amended. We have to stand up and change our backward financial system and practices to catch up with the US and Europe. In doing so, we will acquire overwhelming competitiveness independent of fee level.
The same thing can be said for information. Based on the principle, the people who control information controls finance. And because we are moving towards the age of foreign stocks, especially Asian stocks, we will be committed to offer Asian equity and financial information for the next few years. We acquired Searchina, and we also decided to establish a joint venture with China Securities Journal. The economic and financial information on India and Vietnam will also be offered from now on. SBI Liquidity Market is a company that supports SBI Securities. We want to keep growing SBI Liquidity Market. We already have 20 major financial institutions in Japan and abroad as our counterparties. In addition, in fiscal 2010, 3 more institutions will join as counterparties. In this way, we will grow the SBI liquidity market. I often say overseas these days that we should bring the currency exchange rates from overseas markets and execute trades in our market. If we look at an overseas market, and if that market alone is too small, but the needs exist, then people should jump over to Japan to trade these currencies. We want to create an OTC market that will be available to overseas investors and institutions. This is what we are discussing with various parties right now, and we are seeing a lot of interest. The reinforcement of face-to-face channels as infrastructure which accelerates the growth of the core business. In order to expand the face-to-face channel, I propose the SBI Money Plaza idea with a target of building 500 branches. We now have 202 branches nationwide and are continuously making progress to reach 500. When we created this business, people asked us why we aren't creating internet stores instead of face-to-face stores that will just add more cost. I said, no, that's not true. I said that in principle, we will create the network based on a franchise system. The property cost and personnel costs will both be covered by the franchisees. By using a franchise system, we can lower the cost significantly while at the same time achieving 500 branches. We are currently making progress in line with our schedule. And furthermore, these face-to-face channels will not focus on doing one thing. For example, in the past, insurance agents just sold life insurance or casualty insurance. That will not be the case here. We will have the capability to cover all sorts of products in our branches. Whether it's mortgage loans or securities, we will meet the requirements and be qualified to sell everything. If in the future we can get accountants or financial planners as well, then we can offer simple consultation services. We are ultimately targeting to become the largest distributor of financial products in Japan. We will be a sales distributor. The products that we originate, we make sure are only the best products, and they will be sold in these branches. But if, for instance, in our non-life insurance, we sell automobile insurance but not fire insurance, then we can introduce the fire insurance from a third party. That's how we will do this business. And by doing so, we can expand our fee business. The signboards of SBI Securities or SBI Money Plaza will be put up in every store. So when we reach 500 branches nationwide, it will be very effective as an advertising vehicle for the company. It will make a great contribution in raising recognition of our company. Just the other day, SBI Mortgage Loans, SBI Money Plaza reached 100 branches nationwide in just 4 years, and we held a big event to celebrate the achievement. Although some branches are directly operated, 40 companies joined to run the franchise business, and as a result, we were able to achieve 100 branches. 26 companies out of 40 are also life insurance agents because they were originally selling life insurance. People with experience of distributing life insurance are working with us now because they cannot survive just by selling life insurance, so they want to handle a variety of products. Mortgage loans are the biggest items that people purchase in their entire lifetime, and life insurance is the second largest item. We will encourage people to reconsider their life insurance policies, and Money Plaza will play an important role for that purpose. Therefore, we must successfully combine the face-to-face channel with the internet channel to carry out unique sales activities and grow into the largest financial product distributor in Japan. Synergies created with non-financial service businesses in the group. I often talk about biotech these days. SBI Alapromo, SBI Biotech, and other bio-related businesses are established within our group. I call this year the first year of bio, just like there is a first year of PTS. I tell people in the group that we are going through the first year for two areas. I want to combine health foods and life insurance. We also have SBI Wellness Bank, which I want to connect with our life insurance business. I will explain how. In life insurance, it is the most ideal when policyholders are healthy, because then they would not need to pay a high premium. This is the situation I want to create. Many people think that these businesses are unrelated to each other and say to me, Kitao-san, is it really a good idea to diversify so much? In my mind, though, everything is sorted out and things will certainly work positively. Number 5, bringing new businesses to early profitability using our other investments. An example is SBI Remit, which was widely discussed in relation to the topic of Aviva. We started offering the global remittance service from December 13th, and we are expanding our customer base steadily. One of our unique and valuable partnerships is IPS Inc., which is one of the investments of SBI Investment. This company operates various businesses targeting the Filipino population in Japan. There are about 200,000 Filipinos living in Japan. We want to make these 200,000 people our customers for our fund remittance business. I think this is very interesting. There will be more and more immigrants from the Philippines in the future. A lot of the Japanese who marry other nationals marry Filipinos. They come to Japan to get married, and in some cases they get divorced, but they still remain in Japan even if they get divorced. Of course, many people stay married, and these are the people we should capture. This is a unique method of our company. We are thinking of how we can expand this business quickly. SBI Investment will do this business, which will help IPS shorten the time to IPO, and this will help increase the IPO value. Everything is to do with a differentiated business model. There is only one way to prevail in this era of competition. It is with a differentiated business model. Realize synergies in collaboration with overseas financial businesses. Global synergies in the securities business. We already announced that we will own a 20% stake in FPT Securities, which is a subsidiary of FPT, our partner company in Vietnam. This enabled SBI Securities to start offering Vietnamese stocks from January 17th. This will allow Japanese investors to trade Vietnamese stocks freely. Ho Chi Minh Stock Exchange and Hanoi Stock Exchange trade a total of 600 stocks. Today, we made an announcement. You can buy U.S. stocks directly on SBI Securities today, and we are currently offering 304 U.S. stocks, which include 75 foreign ETFs. We announced today that this will be increased by 300 to a total of 604 stocks. Furthermore, there will be 462 Chinese stocks, including 46 foreign ETFs, and this will be increased to 962 stocks, up by 500. In the future, more Japanese investors will do global asset allocation. They will think that their financial assets should not be kept in Japan because the return is too low. Companies in other countries are growing faster due to higher economic growth and are generating more profits, so they will try to shift to those companies. Therefore, we want to meet these expectations and enable investors to buy more Chinese or Vietnamese equities. Furthermore, in February, we are planning to add another 400 Chinese stocks. Another interesting development is the full securities license that was awarded to SBI Phnom Penh Securities in Cambodia on October 20, 2010, which was the first ever to be awarded to a Japanese financial institution. Kitao-san, people ask, why are you building a securities company in a country where the securities market is not yet established? My aim is to build a securities company in Cambodia because when the Cambodian Stock Exchange it's set up. The companies that will list on that exchange will all be state-owned enterprises. The good state-owned enterprises will be listed on the exchange. When they go public, who will underwrite those offerings? SBI Securities will underwrite them in Japan and will distribute them to Japanese investors. That's the kind of system we are trying to build. This will be one of our differentiated products we offer to our 2.16 million customers. That is what we want to do. Pursue mutual synergies with international banks that are within our group. We made a decision to acquire 50% of OB Bank in Russia, and we have just completed the signing. Right now, we are trying to get approval from the Central Bank of Russia, and it is just a matter of time. OB Bank has asked us to offer our online banking system immediately because of its excellent stability and security. By introducing our system, the value of OB Bank will increase, and OB Bank will be able to expand their business, which in turn will help us recover our investment in the system. Because the system will not be offered for free, so we will try to recover our IT investment from this business. A similar case is the non-life insurance company in China, Tianan Insurance. We acquired the shares of Tianan from an insurance company, and we presently own 7 or 8%. The acquisition of these shares has a big significance. The China automobile market has become the largest in the world, and the auto insurance market is expanding dramatically. Net losses were about 5.1 billion in the year ending December 2009, but already we are achieving big profits and they are continuing to grow rapidly. We have 32 branches in China domestically. This will greatly increase the IPO value. We will provide our online insurance know-how to this company and will send a director to the board according to the agreement between both companies. By doing so, we can reduce the investment cost and can increase our capital gain when this company goes public in 2 or 3 years. The third strategy is to build the bio-related businesses as new sources of profit. Especially SBI Ala Promo will start full-scale sales promotions from March of this year. Until now, this business was introduced on TV and we have received many responses. And since then, many new things have been discovered. What we can sell immediately are the skincare products, which can be applied to the hand and face. And another product is a brain tumor diagnostic agent, which is in phase 3 now, and it is just a matter of time before we complete the development. It is approved as an orphan drug from the MHLW. We have obtained approval for our supplement products, so we can do the sales promotion of those products from now on. In March, we will start the sales promotion on a bigger scale. Hikari Tsushin and Nexis, which are our good partners, will support our sales activities. Furthermore, using our existing investment in a TV shopping company, as well as other investments we are considering, we are thinking of running a TV shopping operation to thoroughly market our cosmetic and supplement products. For this purpose, we sold a part of our stake to our partners so that they can have a closer relationship with us as they support our business. Further expansion of our overseas business in order to create a global SBI. The activities we are carrying out to create a global SBI started from the first phase, which was to introduce many ideas from the US and create a financial ecosystem in Japan. This is mostly completed, and our current focus is on how to increase our profitability. All our focus and sales activities have been shifted to achieving profit. For the second phase, we have been establishing many joint ventures with our overseas partners, and we will use these joint ventures to expand our financial businesses, such as banks and securities business, on a larger scale globally. For the third phase, Together with our partners, we want to build such a financial ecosystem all over the world and offer financial services over the internet. In the second phase, it was difficult to do internet businesses in areas where the internet infrastructure was weak. So we invested in conventional financial institutions such as banks and brokerages. But ultimately, we want to maximize our global network value and pursue global synergies. Already in the third quarter of the year ending March 2011, the role of the global businesses has already become very large, and they are making major contributions to our group. If you look at this slide, you will see that the profits from the overseas business account for 84.7% in our asset management business, and in the financial service businesses, the overseas ratio is 13.2% of our ordinary profits. So we are steadily growing to become a global SBI company. If you look at my calendar, an overwhelming majority of my time is spent overseas. Overseas asset management business is proceeding at full swing. These are major global stock market indices after the Lehman shock. The Sensex index in India is up 40.2%, which is very significant, and it has been growing over this period. Japan, on the other hand, went down by 14.2%. That's how weak the performance of the market was in Japan, which could also mean that there are new opportunities in Japan. These days, I'm paying a lot of attention on the excess liquidity that has built up outside Japan. Short-term capital is currently flowing into emerging countries driven by the dollar carry and is causing price inflation in the emerging countries or sharp rises in the price of foods or some resources. This excess liquidity will definitely lead to inflation in Japan as well, and the depression that persisted here for a long time will come to an end. When that happens, the situation will be very different from now. The strong yen, for example, that we have had recently, how will that change? And how will the market change? In Japan, SBI Holdings is waiting for this to happen with its mouth wide open. And because this will lead to higher interest rates, the banks can enjoy a larger spread. So this will affect various areas, and I think we are at a turning point now. This is my assessment of the situation. The investment by overseas venture capital funds. We are making more and more new investments with our partners. These are the funds that have already been launched, and these are funds that are being prepared for investments. So we have agreed to invest together and are still in the process of preparing the funds for some cases. Further strengthening of our global network. In order to find mutual synergies with our SBI JV fund partners, we need to strengthen our information network. And for that purpose, we will hold the first SBI partner conference very soon. The strong overseas financial institutions will first gather in Japan. After that, we will continue to hold conferences in many countries in the world so that our partners can build close relationships with each other. We are very close to all of these partners, but by holding these events, we will be able to exchange even more information and find more opportunities for profit. In order to expand our business, M&A is a major target. We will offer various information about Japan and China to help identify more M&A opportunities. And in order to do so, we will develop resources for M&A in China. We have a partnership with M&A Association of China, and we will send two managing directors. In Japan, we built a Japan-China M&A club, which we established as an incorporated association with our funds. We want to continue expanding the M&A business in China. In order to build a global financial ecosystem, if you think about it, the way we have been always doing our business is always to look back at history, such as the period of strong economic growth in Japan. In the 60s and early 70s, if you look at the industries with the number one market capitalization, from the 70s, the majority of companies were financial institutions until the bubble burst. This same pattern will be seen in emerging countries in the future. That's why we should take this time to invest one after another in financial companies. If you look at China and look at the top 10 companies in terms of market value, with the exception of three companies, all companies are financial institutions. Banks, life insurance companies, and so on. That is already the situation in China. We already anticipated this to happen, but we didn't have the funds in those days in 2005. That's why we put all our energy into creating an ecosystem in Japan. But now, things are different. That's why we're expanding to Vietnam and other countries. We invested 20% in Thuen Phuong Bank in Vietnam, and we created our own bank in Cambodia with a 40% stake. We have approximately a 10% stake in the Ceylon Commercial Bank, which is the biggest commercial bank in the private sector and is listed on the Colombo Stock Exchange. In the securities business, like I mentioned before, we have become the only one Japanese company with a full license in Cambodia. In Vietnam, we have a 20% stake. We are paying a lot of attention to countries where new stock exchanges are going to be built. We went to Cambodia, and in Laos, a stock exchange was already established in October 2010, and two state-owned companies have since then gone public. Every day their stock price is going up. This same situation will definitely develop in Cambodia. That's why we want to have a deep involvement in these IPOs and sell these offerings to Japanese investors. Obtain global human resources to support our transition to a global company. We established the SBI Graduate School not just to develop people. We did that so people can contribute to our business. For that purpose, we built a partnership with Vietnam FPT University. FPT University has two departments that teach IT and finance. The graduates of this school, with excellent grades, will be brought to Japan and go through an internship program in our company and learn in our graduate school. We built this system so that they would become employees of our company, either in Japan or Vietnam. Becoming more customer-centric and raising corporate recognition. As we saw in the commercial a while ago, we have a customer base of more than 11.3 million as of the end of December last year. In order to raise our recognition, we should be the pioneer or the number one company in various areas. SBI Investment is already in number one position, with SBI Securities being a dominant force on the internet. SBI Japan Next Securities is number one in terms of PTS shares. Morningstar is already number one among investment trust valuation websites. SBI Mortgage was established as the first mortgage bank in Japan, and as you saw before, we are offering the flat 35, and we have the highest share of that product. SBI Sumishin Net Bank has become number one in various areas in a short period of time. SBI Veritrans was the first company in Japan to offer electronic payment, and in addition, we will offer the card settlement service for China Union Pay Card. SBI Holdings has been a pioneer in various businesses in Japan, such as e-loan. And Searchlina is a company we acquired, but it is the largest information site about China in Japan. SBI Graduate School is offering Japan's first e-learning courses and other education systems. The customer satisfaction level in the industry is number one in the securities industry and number one in the banking industry according to the Customer Satisfaction Index in Japan. In the 7th Nikkei Financial Institution ranking, we are at the top position in every area. In the weekly Diamond that surveys the auto insurance ranking, SBI Insurance has been number one for two consecutive years. Oricon Customer Satisfaction Ranking ranks SBI Holding as number one in the insurance industry for two consecutive years. Our premiums are dramatically lower than others. 93% of the respondents said that their premiums were lowered after they came to SBI Insurance. The awareness of our company due to number one businesses is steadily increasing. Of course, we are running TV commercials, spending 40 million yen a month. We are running commercials on a spot basis or at certain time slots. As a result, in 2008 September, 54% of people had never heard of our company, the SBI Group. But in December 2010, that number went down to 33.3%. 39.7% of people have heard of our name now. So we are making lots of efforts to raise the recognition of our company. That ends my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention.